Word of God tonight, Mark chapter 4. If you got your Bible with you tonight, Mark chapter number 4. It's a good idea to carry the Word of God to church and read the Word of God. When the man of God opens it up and reads it, it's good for you to read it with him. Amen. Mark chapter number 4. If you look with me there, I'll start reading in verse 35. The Bible said, in the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was, in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? That's a good question. How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Amen. Thank God, I want to preach tonight a little while on the ship. Amen, the ship. Here we find the Bible said that they took him even as he was. You're going to have to take him as he is. Thank God he not got changed for you. He won't change for me. Won't change for nobody. You'll have to take Jesus for who he said he was. I'm telling you, he's the Messiah. He's the Savior. Amen. And without him, you'll not make it there. He's the only way. He's the truth and he's the life. And mankind's going to have to come through him. They'll never get in. Amen. That's right, buddy. I'm telling you, you better know you saved tonight. There ain't but one way, buddy. That's through Jesus and his shed blood. That's it. Praise God. It's Christ. It ain't no other way but Christ. Thank God. But I want to look at this ship. I want to say that the greatest ship that I find is Lordship.
Yes, sir.
He is Lord, buddy. Amen. There ain't nobody beside him but thank God that's Lord. He is Lord. That word Lord means he's the authority. He's the supreme authority. He is ruler. He is, thank God, a power. He is Lord tonight. Thank God that's who he is. He always has been. He always will be. Thank God in eternity. The Bible said every knee will bow, every tongue and confess that Jesus is what? Lord. Unto the glory of God the Father. Lordship's the greatest ship. And you'll have to get in that ship as he is. You don't make him that. He already is that. I tell you, God beat you to it. He said he made him both Lord and Christ. He's the Lord of lords and the King of kings. A man will have to bow to him and submit himself to that authority and lordship if he ever gets saved. Thank God, my friend, he's not just a Savior. Even though he is a Savior, he's the Lord and Savior. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. He will be reverenced. He will be, my friend, looked to alone. And everybody's going to say one day that he is Lord. Amen. Everybody will tell him that. Every knee will bow to him. You can bow now, you'll bow then. Amen. Amen. You got bowed to him one day, this knee's going to hit the ground. It says, every knee will bow. And I'm telling you, you're going to bow to one. And that'll be the Lord Jesus. And you confess that he is Lord. Amen. There's not another Lord. There's one Lord, the Bible said, one faith, one baptism. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I'm glad to know that. Amen. The ship I'm preaching about tonight. Thank God. And it said too that there also was with him other little ships. Yeah. Now I'm telling you, you're not going to top lordship. Amen. That's right, buddy. When we find that he's Lord, then we're going to worship him. That's another ship. Worship. Amen. You can adore Him and worship Him. If you don't, brother, I'm telling you, He seeketh such to worship Him. The Bible said that God seeketh such to worship Him. He wants some worshipers. He said, thank God. He said that He seeketh such. And He said, they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. If you're going to worship, you got to have the spirit and within your spirit to worship. And you got to have true sincerity. Right? And thank God, that's right. And He is it. And brother, I'm telling you, it's a shame. Hey, that we don't worship Him, amen. That's right. I'll tell you, that ship will go along with the Lord's ship. I guarantee you one thing. You get in the big ship, I'll tell you, the little ship will come along with it. And it'll be worship. And I'll tell you something else it'll be, thank God. It'll be fellowship too. You're a fellowship. I'm telling you, buddy, I'm telling you, you get in the boat with Him, you're going to fellowship with Him. You can't, listen, if you're born again, you have fellowship with the Father and with the Son. A fellowship means you have communion. You have my friend, thank God, a walk with Him and a talk with Him. And you got a fellowship. I tell you, brother, we need the fellowship. Hey, with the word of the early church, my friend, that they did, they fellowship. They had fellowship one with another. Hey, God, they got in the same ship. And when they got in the ship, they had some fellowship. I tell you, lordship. The big ship, but we need some worship and some fellowship, and it'll always be there if you're in the ship. Amen. That's right. I like it, what it said there. It said with Him. There were also with Him. Didn't say with the, of course, He was in the ship, but with Him.
Right.
With Him, other little ships.
Yeah.
Our ship, there's the ship, and there's other little ships. Amen. That's right. Thank God. And I'll tell you something else too. There'll be some stewardship.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. That's right. That means that you're accountable for what God gives you.
Yeah.
Don't you go bury what God gives you and say, well, I didn't. I thought He wanted me to do that. No, He wants you to use it. He wants you to make some entrance on it. Amen.
Yeah.
He wants you to bring back something that He give you to bring some fruit back. And buddy, I'm telling you, you say, what's a steward? Somebody's been entrusted with something from God Almighty and using it for the glory of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. That's right. A good steward is one that takes what God give him and uses it, thank God, and produces more from that than when he comes back. He'll say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And I'm telling you this, you in the boat with Lord, a ship, hey, there'll be some worship and fellowship, and there'll be some stewardship. And buddy, I'm telling you, watch your, thank God, bow to Him and Him alone. And I'm telling you, I'm glad I'm in the ship tonight. Amen. I want to say this tonight about the ship. I want to say it's a ship of faithfulness.
Yes.
You'll never find nobody even close to faithful as He is.
That's right.
He is faithful. He's faithful in His words. What He said, He does.
Amen. Yes, sir.
What He said would come to pass, it's coming. Now, whether you want to believe it or not, it is coming. He said the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Right.
And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever meet the Lord. I just want to tell you, it ain't happened yet, but it's going to. He's faithful, brother. Thank God He's a faithful captain. And what He says is going to come to pass. I just want to say, when you get in this ship, there'll be some faithfulness. Amen. That's right. That's faithfulness of God. You don't have it unless He gives it to you.
Right.
There ain't a person living, brother, that's going to be faithful to God unless they got faith.
Right.
You can't be faithful to Him unless you've been born again and got faith, saving faith.
Right.
Faith brings forth faithfulness. But the faithfulness is in Jesus. Faithful is He that who called you also would do it. Thank God, I'll tell you, He's faithful in His care.
Yeah.
You know what they said? Do you not care that we perish? I think he proved that on Calvary, don't you?
Yeah.
I think he proved that on Calvary to prove that, thank God, he cared for sinners. That he cared for lost humanity to give his own life for sinful man, that mankind could have an escape from hell and damnation and sin, and brother, give them a life that they didn't deserve. But God loved them enough in his own son to send them to be beaten, hung on a tree, for 6 hours, and take punishment like he did. Amen. And God punished his own son on the cross. Amen. To punish sin once and for all. Thank God that he could take away sin from me and liberate me from the lap of sin and put me in the family of God. I'll tell you, that is a faithful God to do what he planned to do. Thank God when man sinned. Amen. That's right. He's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. I mean, if you look at this, the ship I'm preaching on is a faithful ship. They don't say it's a forgiving ship.
Oh, yeah.
I want to tell you, son, him wasn't perfect people sailing with him.
No, right.
But he was perfect.
Yeah, right.
Even though it showed his humanity by being asleep on a pillow, he was still God.
Yes.
His humanity side said sleep. His God side said, hold it, wind. He can stop anything he needs to stop when he wants to stop it.
Right.
And they said, don't you care? Hey, he's a forgiving God. I'm telling you, it's amazing to me that everybody, thank God, in his boat is them he saved and them that were sinners and them that were lost and them that were defiled and them that had no hope. But thank God he gave us hope. He gave us cleansing. He gave us forgiveness. He gave us a new life. He gave us a new start. Thank God he put us in the boat. He knew we wasn't going to have the faith we ought to have when the storm came. But thank God he put us in there anyway. And he gave us hope. Thank God, because he's in the boat. Amen. That's right. Thank God I'm glad of that, buddy. I'm glad God's a forgiving God.
Amen.
I tell you, you got the wrong concept of God if you think he's up out of the rod in his hand ready for you to mess up. If he was, he'd have done frailed us all to the grave. Amen. You say, what's he like? A forgiving father?
Yeah.
Amen. Look at the prodigal when he come home. The daddy didn't go out with a rod in his hand to strike him. He went out there with the arms open wide to hug him. Amen. He said, hey, thank God he kissed him. He said, he kissed him and he kissed him and he kissed him and wept him. It's not, listen, thank God. God's the same way. If a man had turned to God, Brother Danny testified of it tonight, the mercies of God. How many times has God, thank God, I don't say overlook, but thank God done it in spite of us, to love us beyond what we can love. Amen. Thank God, I mean to love us when we was unlovable, when we've done wrong, when we've sinned, when we hadn't done what we ought to do, when we done against him. Thank God he still had the love. It's unconditional love. It's love that never goes away. Thank God he loved them to the end. There's not another one like him. Thank God that can love like him. I'm telling you, he's a forgiving Lord. And if you get no ship, how can there be some forgiveness in it? Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. I ought to go to hell. I mean that. I know who I am. I'm a sinner. Listen to me. Paul said he was a wretched man. That's right. Son, but God, how God takes a sinner. God takes a nobody. And God says, I'm going to work in him and through him, and because I do that, I'm going to get all the glory. It's not that you got any talent,
right,
unless
right.
God give it to you. It's not that you got something that, it's because God give it to you. It's everything God does, he gets glory for. And brother, he forgives sinners. He washes them clean. And thank God, friend, every good thing about us is because of him and because of what he did. And today saved you, amen. Boy, that's right. Amen. Why, my goodness, there wouldn't be a man here would have thought, thank God, 35 years ago when I was walking around as an 18-year-old boy, that boy there, he's going to be a preacher one day. And I thought, and I laughed. I still tell people I see, I went up to school with, I say, what you doing? I said, I've been preaching now for a while. They just grin and shake their head. Amen. You know why? Because they ain't looking at the way man thinks. They not looking at what God can do and how God can save and forgive and call. It's amazing to me. I'm telling you, this is a supernatural act of God that God would call a man into the family and forgive him like he does and take it away to be remembered no more. Hey, God, I'm telling you, when he gets in the ship and you get in there with him, he's faithful and he's forgiven. Amen. That's right. You know why people come to church don't worship God? They don't believe that the transaction's already been made. Son, I want to tell you one thing. Sin breaks fellowship with the Father. But sin don't break sonship.
No, it don't.
Don't do it. I don't believe it. I'll be judged for one sin because it's already laid on him.
Yeah.
I'll be judged for the works that I do, whether they be good or bad.
Right.
That's right. But he won't come up and say, you remember what you did.
Amen. That's right.
God won't do that, buddy. He put that on his own son and punished him. That'd be a shame to thank God, for a man to think that God Almighty is going to turn around and turn his back on his own people. He won't do it. His people turn their back on him. But thank God he don't turn their back on them. Amen. He never has and he never will. Thank God he'll always be there like he said he would. He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. And I'm done yet, don't matter. Thank God where you're at tonight, he's still your father if you got born again. And I'm telling you one thing, he ain't looking to call of my friend your sin to you. He's already paid for it. He's looking to call you to repentance, amen.
Amen.
Come back to fellowship. That's right.
Right.
Thank God.
Thank you.
Hey, you think about all these fellows in this ship. There wasn't one of them perfect. You think they ever had arguments? Yeah, I probably did. You think they ever had some shortcomings? Yeah. We don't find it written. We don't try to guess at what happened. But we do know that men are still men and they bleed the same blood and they got the same flesh and they still, friend, need the help of God.
Yeah.
Amen. You know what I'm saying? It's a ship of force. The power's in the ship because he's in it. That's right. This ship would never go under.
No, never.
The water got in it, the way he's filled it up, but it'll never go under.
Never.
I don't care how heavy it gets, it ain't going under.
Right.
It don't matter how far, thank God, it might get down in the water, it's not going to go under. There's never been a ship sunk that he was on. Amen. And there never will be. Because he's on it. And I'm telling you what, there's a lot of times that the storm wars against our ship. It beats against our ship. But I just want to remind you, thank God it ain't going to go down. Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
There's no consolation much sometimes in what people say. They discourage you sometimes more than they encourage you. The consolation's in him. And when people's going through a hard time, I know they don't want to hear, just hang on, it'll be all right. But can I tell you, just stay in, it'll be all right. If he's in the boat, it'll make it.
Right.
It's going to be all right.
Right.
Thank God it's going to be all right. He's in the ship. You say he's asleep. No, he ain't. He knows what's going on.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. He is on the pillow. That pillow, you remember what Andrew said about it? He said that was on the, thank God, where they control the ship from. Amen. That's a helm, brother. That's right. Praise God. That pillow was the helm of the ship. He was laying his head on it. Thank God he was in charge. I mean, I'm going to tell you one thing, friend. There's never been anything we go through that he can't take care of and he can't handle. He can handle anything. Thank God when the storm gets great, he knows how to take care of it. Amen.
Right.
That's right. Well, I know You go through hard times. I remember when I had that heart surgery and got in that room. I mean, you don't know what's going on. You're sitting there and that woman come up there and said, "Hey, you need to walk." I said, "I don't want to walk tonight." She said, "Yeah, you're going to have to." Man, I felt like them was the hardest steps I ever took. But when I look back now, it wasn't as hard as I thought it was. And you know what? That's the way it is. A lot of times, our storm's always harder. Them waves is always beating against our ship more than what it does the next fella. But I'm telling you what, you just look back, thank God, you say it wasn't as hard as I thought it was. He was with me all the way. He helped me all the way. And now I'm a better person because, thank God, I had to go through it. Amen. That's right. Amen. Sure, that's right. You'll find the closest times in your life is when you're going through a trial.
Amen.
That's right. When you're going through hardship and trials and tribulations and difficulties and discouragements and fightings and warrings and everything that you feel like, how could it get any worse?
Yeah.
Just remember one thing. He ain't left you. That's right.
Yeah.
You say, "I can't figure it out." Well, quit trying.
Amen.
That's right.
They didn't stop the storm and they couldn't stop it. They couldn't start. They didn't start it and they couldn't stop it. There's a lot of things come your way and you say, "Why is it happening?" I don't know. Ain't no sir. Why did this happen? I tell you why I believe it happened. Thank God He can show His power.
Yeah.
Get glory from telling it to stop. Amen. All kind of tribulation and trials come your way, but I'm telling you one thing. When you look back one day, you'll say, "Thank God I felt Him in it all." I don't want storms. I don't like them. But I'm glad, thank God, He's in charge of it. It's a ship of power, force. Jesus is in it. And I'll tell you another thing, too. It's a ship of favor. Get to what I'm about to tell you here. They was as safe as anybody could be. Wait a minute, preacher. Hey, was as safe as any cup that he could be. You say, "Figure that out. It's about to sink." They said their lives were in jeopardy. And where's the Lord at? Why don't He care? They was as safe as anybody could be. Listen to me. You're as safe and secure as anybody could be. In the family of God and in the will of God, there ain't no better place. I would to God that the church people would say, "Hey, long as I'm in the will of God and doing what God wants, everything else works out." It don't mean everything is going to go smooth, but that means everything will work out according to His plan and will and purpose, and that it's a safe place to be. Now, they didn't think so at the time. And sometimes you think storms and you say, "Well, maybe it's some kind of sin I committed." Well, what sin did they commit? It's like them three friends of Job. You wouldn't be in this mess if you wasn't hypocrites. What kind of friendship's that?
That's pretty cool.
Huh?
Some comforters you are.
That's what he said. Miserable comforters are you all.
Yes,
you doctors are of no value. And ain't no help. I mean, my goodness, if somebody's sitting by the rubble and my friend praying and crying and lost their, thank God, family and their houses and their wealth, where in the world would somebody be dumb enough to come and say, "It must be because of your sin"? You'd just say, "Sit down and pray with him." God knows how to talk to him.
Yes.
You know what? Everybody knows when they've sinned, and they know when God loves them in correction.
Yes.
You think my daddy ever told me to go to my room and says, "I'm going to give it to you, boy, because you've disobeyed and me not knowing what I done"?
Right.
I mean, I might have played dumb and say, "What you giving me this spanking for?" I knew what I was getting it for.
Yeah, sure you did. That's right, bro.
Always remember, God's a whole lot smarter than your earthly daddy.
Yes, yes.
It's a ship of favor. They're in the best place they could be. They was protected by the Lord. And listen, friend, it might look dim to you. It might look look like it's going under, but it's not going to. He's in the boat. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God for that. It's a ship of favor. You know, God blesses us, and a lot of people, they think that blessing is possessions. Well, it is, but that's not the main blessing. The main blessing is Him. It's not the blessing, it's the blesser. Somebody said, I'm seeking a blessing. Seek the blesser. I mean, if I want my wife to cook me an apple pie, I ain't gonna seek the pie. I'm going to seek the woman that can cook it.
That's right.
People say, want God to do all kind of things for them. Well, praise God, seek Him. While He may be found. Not what you want, thank God. Seek the one that can give it to you.
Right.
There's favor in this ship. It don't, listen, it'd be better to go in this ship and be through the storm with Him and be on the shore in the sunshine.
Amen.
Don't say this, I'm through tonight. Listen to this. Not only is it a ship of faithfulness and forgiveness and force and favor, but it's a ship of finishing. Look what Jesus said in verse 35. Let us pass over unto the other side. We're going. We're going to the other side. Hey, can I tell you this? We're going to the other side. We already there. We just not there. Can you get a hold of that? We're already there. We're just not there. We're already seated there. We're just not there in our seat yet. But God sees us in our seat. We're seated in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Right.
That in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace. What's that mean, preacher? That just means that in the ages or the time to come, He's going to say, look at old Danny here. Look where I brought him from and we got here. And look at here, right here's what grace did. That's what He's going to say. He said, look at old Hyatt. Man, he was a project, son. He was a project. I mean, he had a whole lot more problems and bumps and all kind of mess with him. And I had to really put the pressure on him. But thank God this is what grace done for him.
Amen.
There'll never be a pot to brag on itself. It'll always brag on the potter.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. They'll say, look what happened here. Thank God the ages have come. He might show the seed and riches of His grace. He's got to show, thank God, what the grace of God had done for a long humanity and bring them to the other side. Amen. It's a finished ship. Ship going. Where'd the ship land right there? It landed on the country of the Gadarenes. Jesus stepped off the boat after the storm. And there was a man there. Brother Dennis just preached on it not long ago. There was a man there that was running around cutting himself naked. Possessed of devils. And they got to the other side and Jesus done what He went for. He cast them out, old boy. Went, got back in the boat and left. Amen. Went back. And I tell you, if you're in His ship, He's going to take you where it needs to get.
Oh yes.
Why don't we keep trying? Thank God I'd rather sail with Him, wouldn't you? What I'm saying is tonight, thank God, if you're in the ship with Him, you're in the ship with Him, I'm telling you, you've got to go where He takes you. You can't take yourself there. You wouldn't know. People say, I'm going to take myself. You can't take yourself there. You don't even know where it's at. That's right. Jesus said, I am the way. Amen. He said, we know not what the way, neither know us how you get there. And Jesus said, I am the way. Figure that one out.
Amen.
He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me.
Amen.
That's right. Everybody ever got saved got in the ship of Jesus.
Yeah.
There's been some storms on this journey. Oh, we could all take time tonight and say, man, I remember that storm. That was a hard blowing storm. Well, I thought my ship was going to go under, but thank God every time He stood up and said, peace be still.
Yeah, right.
Amen. Amen. And thank God when He did, everything was still. And then we kept on the journey. Amen. One day when you get to heaven's sweet shore and that glory land, thank God you'll look back and say, it's worth it all.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God it's worth it all. I'll see the Lord. Thank God I'm glad I'm on a ship. I'm a large ship. And I'm glad there's some other ships going with it. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I'll tell you one thing. Lordship salvation is the only salvation. And I'll tell you this tonight. If you get in with Him, He'll get in with you.
Right.
Amen. That's right. I told them boys today, I said the Bible's going to have to get into you before you get into it.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen, buddy. That Bible got into you, buddy. That Word of God got That's into right. you. He got into you.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. I'm glad I'm on that ship.
Amen.
Thank God. I'm glad I got on board.
Right.
I'm glad the captain called me.
Amen.
I like it, what it said right there. Right there in that scripture. Look, I like what it said right there. It said right there, and they took him even as he was. That's how you'll have to come.
Yeah. Right.
As you are, to come to him as he is.
Yeah.
Amen. Boy, he don't change. It wouldn't matter. Thank God what year it is. I thought about that. You know, people talk about 100 years ago and all that. He hadn't changed. He can do the same thing he did then. He hadn't changed. Thank God I'm glad I'm saved tonight.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's stand tonight.